And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Say, written by Paul Reimer.
Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook. Vic is in his easy chair with the newspaper, and Sade, who's just completed a telephone conversation, turns to him now with a determined look in her eye. Listen.
Say, mister, there's something I'd like to say to you.
What is it, my love?
When Ruthie phones about 500 and I turn to you to talk about it, after this, please don't grunt and mutter. She hears that.
Why, I haven't the remotest notion what is
done. Just now, I turned away from the phone and said something about Fred and Ruthie asking about a card game. You had to be funny, funny mans and grunt something about Peoria. Or Ruthie heard that. I know she did.
And what would you like to have me do?
At least act like you're pleased. At least make some remark where it looks like the prospect of a game of 500 with Fred and Ruthie.
A card game with Fred and Ruthie. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I really must miss my stays. Why, don't it be my breathless?
No, but I mean that about when Ruthie telephones. She's liable to think...
What's that?
Huh?
Somebody's in the kitchen.
Oh, yes, yes.
Who's there?
Everybody in the living room, are they?
Oh, somebody's in the kitchen, Say. Somebody's in the kitchen.
Oh, stop it. My goodness, is this the vaudeville show or what?
Oh, somebody's in the kitchen. Somebody's in the kitchen.
You going to be home all evening, Willie?
I got no particular plan. Later on, I might possibly take it to the What's the matter with you, Gus?
Oh,
what's the matter with him, Ma?
Oh, nothing. What'd you start to say about...
Somebody's in the kitchen. Somebody's in the kitchen.
Oh, Vic, for mercy's sake.
Mama don't love me anymore.
No, say.
We're going to have company.
Yeah?
Who?
Uncle Fletcher's coming.
Oh. Where is he now?
He stopped out in the alley by the garbage box for a minute to chat with Charlie Razor's gum.
Oh, no, Ish.
What's the matter?
Oh, Mr. and Miss Timbottom are coming over pretty soon.
Yeah?
Play cards.
Mm.
We just can't play cards with Uncle Fletcher around. Darn it, I wish he'd pick out different times to
I
drop
don't think
past.
He's going to stay but a little while, Mom.
He say so?
He said he was going down to visit some friends at the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Well, then, maybe
he's got a shoebox full of souvenirs and mementos.
More souvenirs and mementos?
And this batch of souvenirs and mementos is a collection of watch fobs.
See, I'm just as fond of Uncle Fletcher as I can be, and I feel ashamed of myself for wishing he'd choose another evening to stop past. But darn it, if people attempt to play cards when he's around, it's like
Hello,
kind of...
Lady.
Here we are.
Hi, Uncle Fletcher.
You in the living room? Are they, Russell?
Yes.
Mom and Papa with you?
Come on in, Uncle Fletcher.
Greetings and salutations, old pal.
Russell told me you people was at home.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Vic.
Hello there.
Hello, Sadie.
Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
I don't have to say hello to you, Russell.
He said hello to me outside.
That's right.
Got a new pair of shoes, Uncle Fletcher?
Well, just average, Vic. Right.
Uh-huh. Well, I sometimes chew tobacco myself.
You refer to George, Ralph, or Andy Ralph?
Paper plates, gaskets, and cherry pie.
I don't know him, I don't guess.
Oh, it's very simple. You take a medium-sized cup of baking soda and a spoon...
All right.
Well,
I can't stay but a little while, Sadie.
Oh?
I'm on my way down to the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Well, look, you be awful, awful careful going through them railroad yards. It's so terrible, terrible dangerous.
Yeah, Sadie, I know.
I'd a whole lot rather he stayed here with us than pick his way among them switch engines and freight trains.
Beg pardon, Sadie?
Uncle Fletcher, I don't think you ought to go to that Bright Kentucky Hotel. Nighttime and all. Why, I just shiver to think of you crossing them millions of railroad tracks.
I'm going to visit Michigan Fishigan from Fishigan, Michigan.
Well, visit him some other time. Visit him when it's daylight.
Fine, yes.
Don't think you ought to be around any old Chicago and Alton railroad yards at night. And I bet Bessie and Miss Keller feel exactly...
I'm going to show Michigan Fishigan from Michigan, Michigan my collection of watch fobs.
Well, show it to him some morning.
While I'm here, Vic, I might as well show you people my collection of watch fobs.
I'd like to see him.
I'm just not going to let him go.
Oh,
why, I just never forgive myself.
A
trapeze acrobat out of the circus wouldn't be safe in those railroad yards at night.
Now, I've opened my shoebox, and here's my collection of watch fobs.
That thing on the top there is a razor strop, isn't it?
What strop, Russell?
Looks like a razor strop to me. It even says razor strop on it.
It was originally a razor strop.
But now it's a watch fob, huh?
Now it's a watch fob.
The biggest watch fob I ever saw in all my life.
I'll give you the story on that.
Okay.
Uncle Fletcher, isn't there somebody downtown you could show your collection to this evening? I just shiver at the idea of you traipsing through those railroad yards in the dark.
Sadie, I don't know whether you know what and where Cincinnati,
hey,
Ohio are.
Hey, now, you listen
not.
To me a second.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
I know all about what and where Cincinnati, Ohio are. Now, listen to me. I want you to get this.
Why?
I don't want you to go to that bright Kentucky hotel tonight. I'm going to ask you to pay your visit to your friends there in the daytime. I know good and well Bessie and Miss Keller and everybody else would agree with me. I'm asking you as a favor, Uncle Fletcher. Put it down to silliness if you want to, but I'm really serious about it.
Well, yes. What I could
Stay
do...
Stay here. Was... Fred and Ruthie Stimbottom are coming over after bit. And I wouldn't be surprised but what maybe people will feel like ice cream later on.
Well, what I started to say was, Sadie, I could take my watch fob collection down to the interurban station and show
Yes, sure.
Show it to Ernie Fattler.
Yes, Ernie Fattler. Show it to Ernie Fattler.
Ernie Fattler is the ticket agent at the interurban station.
Yes, Ernie Fattler. Mm-hmm. Ernie.
You're not acquainted with Ernie Fattler, Sadie?
No, but he's... What? Nice. Ernie Fattler's nice.
Ernie Fattler is nice.
Mm-hmm. Show him your watch fob collection.
I might do that.
Oh, grand.
Well, we seem to have straightened out that situation. Crisis has passed.
Vic! Hello. A moment ago, Russell here referred to this article as a razor strop.
It is a razor strop.
Give me the story on it.
I'll give you the story on it.
Goodness, I still shiver at the idea of crossing a millions of railroad tracks.
I'll take it for granted that everybody in this room knows what and where Cincinnati, Ohio are.
Uh-huh.
I'll take it for granted everybody in this room knows what and where Cincinnati, Ohio are and go directly into the store. Well, sir, back in Belvedere in the year 1905, there was a crony of mine called Earl McFripp.
Huh?
Earl McFripp was the kind of a fella that's known to the public as Dude, Pop, or Dandy. Dude, Pop, or Dandy, see?
Uh-huh.
Now,
uh-huh.
Earl McFripp was such a dude, Pop, or Dandy, he wore this razor strop as a watch fob.
Oh, really?
Must have hung way down by his shoes.
It did hang way down by his shoes. And you should have seen his shoes. He had yellow bulldog-toed Oxford, and the hops on them were over 3 inches high. One of the Oxfords buttoned up, the other Oxford laced up.
Good.
Earl McFripp was a dude, Pop, or Dandy.
Oh, he sure was.
Okay. So you see, Russell, this article is a watch fob after all.
Yeah.
Now here, we have a gold watch fob that turns to putty.
Oh, shit.
It was originally the property of Dr. Aubrey Cullen of Carlock, Illinois. It started out by being 18-karat solid gold, but Dr. Cullen moved to Dismal Seepage, Ohio, where the climate is very damp and peculiar. And in the course of 15 years, the climate of Dismal Seepage, Ohio, gradually changed this watch fob from 18-karat gold into putty.
Oh. Mm.
Well, listen, I'll drop it on the library table here.
Uh-huh.
Listen. Uh-huh. Putty, huh?
Yeah.
The damp climate of Dismal Seepage, Ohio, changed this solid gold watch fob into putty in the course of 15 short years. Now, this next watch fob is mighty interesting because it belonged to one of the shortest men.
The doorbell's ringing,
Fred and Ruthie.
Who'd you say, Sadie?
Mr. and Miss Stimbottom. Russell, do you want to...
No, I'll go let him in. I got my shoes on.
Whoa, I'll be leaving, Sadie. You've got company.
No, not at all.
You people want to play cards, likely, and I'll stroll on down to the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Oh, no, you said you wouldn't. You said you'd keep away from the Bright Kentucky Hotel tonight.
I misspoke myself. I'm at the interurban station. I'll stroll down to the interurban station and visit with Ernie Fattler.
Will you now, really? You mean that?
Sure, I'll show Ernie my collection.
Go with him, Russell.
What?
Go with him.
And see that he don't change his mind and sneak on down to the Bright Kentucky
Hotel? Yes. I'll give you a nice dime.
Well, swell.
Hello,
people. Come on in.
Hello, Lucy. Oh, Ted. Glorious evening. Glorious evening.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.